Oh, there you are. Come in, come in. Close the door behind you. Okay, good. No, you're not in trouble. Why did I ask you to come here then? Oh my God. Do you not see what's right in front of you right now? Me, your queen, is lying on her bed, wearing nothing but her short, thin nightgown. Why the hell do you think I called you here? To entertain me? That's one way of phrasing it. Let's just say that ever since my husband, the king, has gone off to war, I have been feeling quite lonely. And I have been craving a man's touch for a while now. What do you mean, no? I am your queen. I demand that you stay here and you fulfill my needs. And if you choose to not do so, well then, there's going to be some serious consequences for you. Let's just say that if you don't do this for me, I am going to call the guards. And I'm going to tell them that you intended to force yourself on me. What, do you think I kid? You think I can't play a convincing victim? Oh, just watch me. Oh, officer, it was terrible. The court jester, he snuck into my room late at night. He pinned me down, he gagged me, and he... He forced me to do things I didn't want to do. He knew he could get away with it because my husband is away at war. My husband on the battlefield sacrificing his life for our people. And this sick pervert broke into my room and took advantage of me while I was sobbing over my husband. Does that sound convincing enough to you? So are you willing to comply or what? Good boy. Come now. Yeah, get on the bed. No, I will be on top of you. Oh my, it feels really nice to be straddling on top of a man like this. My husband would never let me do such a thing. He felt it was very unmanly to let a woman be on top of you. Anyways, let's see here. Oh my. Looks like you're already pretty hard. Halfway. Sounds like you really enjoy being threatened. Oh, let's see here. You like that? You like your queen stroking your cock? Your cock feels really good in my hand. Oh, it's getting fully erect pretty quickly. Oh my, you are much bigger than my husband. Oh, look at all that pre-cum too. You must be really enjoying this. Oh, and another thing, you better not scream. You better not scream or call for help, or else. Got it? Good boy. Now let me just put this in. Do you like that? Do you like how wet my entrance feels against your tip? Good, good. Now let me just My God, you feel so good inside of me. Oh, far better than my husband. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love writing. Oh, God. That's right. Moan for me. Moan in pleasure while your queen rapes you. Oh. I'm a little surprised that you're enjoying this, but then again, you are just a pathetic court jester. I imagine it's been quite some time since a woman fucked you. In fact, I imagine it's been quite a while since a woman even kissed you. Oh, yes. Oh no, don't get too loud. Keep your moans down now. I don't want the guards and the rest of my staff to hear this. Of course, none of them are stupid enough to barge in here, but my husband might catch wind of it. You know what? I'll just help you with that. Here. You like that? You like my hand wrapped around your neck? Oh, you do, huh? Figured. You're such a little masochist, you know. But then again, what am I supposed to expect? You're the court jester who loves to make self-deprecating jokes. Apparently that's your only shtick, but it gets old really fast, you know. Eventually, people are gonna be sick and tired of you making the same old jokes over and over again about how miserable your life is. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, this feels so good. You know what? Maybe I should do this to you more often. Pretty sure you wouldn't have a problem with it now, would you? Oh, I figured as much. Like I said, you love to talk about how miserable your life is. I imagine you don't get laid very often. And even if you do, it's probably just people who feel bad for you. A sad pity fuck for you. That's all you usually get. Consider yourself lucky that someone like me, royalty, would want to even be in your presence. Oh, God. Your jokes may not be funny, but at least you're good for something. Ah, your dick, it's the only good thing about you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I love how compliant you are with me. Ah, you are so much better than my husband in many ways. Oh, yes. You know what? You, my stupid little fool, are not allowed to come until I come. Got it? Good boy. Speaking of which, my husband really wants me to produce an heir for him. But that god-awful man that everyone calls their king, he can never make me come. Therefore, he's unworthy of an heir. You, on the other hand, you're so compliant, willing to do whatever your queen asks. If anyone here deserves an heir, it's you. Why don't you put a baby in me, huh? Why don't you impregnate your queen? Give her an heir to the throne. Of course, no one's ever gonna know that you're their real father. They'll just think that my husband, the poor stupid king, is my child's father. But it's fine. That man never deserved to have any kids anyway. Ah, yes, that's it. Ah, yeah. Ah, move your hips to the rhythm of mine. Ah, yes. Oh, kiss me, you stupid fool. still have my hand wrapped around your neck. But not once have I heard you complain about it. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. So fucking close. Oh, fuck. Come with me. Come with me, you stupid fool. I can't believe you, my court jester, just finished inside of me. I'm going to become a mother to a child that doesn't belong to my husband. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. You really are good for one thing and one thing only, my stupid fool.